Psachim per ches mishnevav ha oinin. If lo aleinu a person's an oinin, an onin diaraisa is a day of death, and also if somebody is buried that day, so that whole day is a din of an onin. Midrabanan, even the night afterwards also is a din of an onin, but not midiraisa. So if lo aleinu a person's an onin on Yudalad Nisan, v'mfakeach esagal, also a person that's clearing out a pile of stones, v'chen mishif tichuhu lotzio mibeis asurim, and also somebody that was promised that he was going to be taken out of jail, v'hachola, v'hazaken, shehen yichom lachol kezayis, v'chola v'hazaken, that they are able to eat a kezayis, shechadin aleyan, you can shecht on any of these. Now an onan, while he's an onan, can't eat from a carbon pesach, because an onan is not allowed to eat kodshim. Nevertheless, since at night, midiraisi is no longer an onan, we're allowed to shecht a carbon pesach for him during the day, even while he's an onan. And also the other cases, person that's going to be leaving the beis asurim, we assume that he will, and a chol and a zaken, they're able to eat, so why not? However, the Mishnah tells us, "Akulanin shechtin alein b'fnei atzman shem yaviu es haPesach lidei psul." But don't shecht for any of these groups by themselves, because it's possible that the Pesach will become pasul. So in Onin, we're concerned, like the Rav explains, maybe he'll become tame because of his tirda with what he's dealing with burying the mace. Also, by the Mefakeach, while he's clearing out the rubble, maybe he will find the mace and he contracted tumah through tumas oihel. And by the person that's stuck in jail, maybe he won't be able to get out. And Dafka told about a case where he's in a base asurim of Ovdei Kochavim, because even if they promise him, there's a concern that they won't live up to their promise. That's why you shouldn't shecht for only people that are in jail, lo aleinu. But if somebody's in a Jewish jail and they promise that they're going to take him out, there you're able to shecht for that whole group. Because, like the Rav says, Sheves Yisrael lo yidabri kozov. Yidden will do what they say. And he also says that if it actually was a jail that wasn't a Jewish jail, but it was in Yerushalayim where you can bring it to him, even if they didn't let him out, then you can also shecht for them without any concerns. Because worse comes to worse, if they didn't let him go out, you can just give it to him there. Mishnah continues, Lefikach im er behem psul. Therefore, if any of these cases where we're concerned, where the people became pasul, and that's actually what happened, and they became pasul, patur milasos pesach sheini, all these cases, they'd be potter from doing a pesach sheini, because by the time of shchita and zrika, it was fitting to be eaten at that time. Like the cholor, the zaken, they were able to eat it at that time. There's no reason to assume not. And then afterwards, it turned out that they couldn't. So all these cases, they're yotze pesach rishon, they don't have to bring a pesach sheni. Chutz min ha-mafakeach b'gal shehu tameh mitchilas, except the person that was clearing out the rubble, because if he found afterwards that the person was dead in there, the Rav seems to learn that they knew somebody for sure was there. They weren't sure whether he was alive or he was dead. And then he found it afterwards that he was dead. And the Rav says that we're dafka dealing with a case where the heap was circular on top of him, where there's no doubt whatsoever that when he found the dead body, he for sure contracted tumah through tumas ohel. However, if it was a heap, or above him was not like a large circular stone or stones, but rather it was more narrow, and it's possible that at the same time that the dead body was under the stone, that stone was not over him, so the stone wasn't serving as an ohel to him, that the heap wasn't serving as an ohel to him, then he's potter from doing a Pesach Sheni, because it's possible that he didn't become tameh.